Joy FM with CSNK belongs to you. You're listening to The Joyride with Daniel Candy and Melody at 7:34.
If you're a fan of Southern gospel music and you go to these gospel concerts, you probably like the whole package. You like the sound of the music. You love the gospel that's presented in the song. You love meeting the artist. And if you're a fan of Candy loves meeting the artist. That's why she National Quartet Convention.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed what they wear on stage or how they present themselves? And I mean, it is a whole package deal. I mean, whether you look at it as ministry or as you look at it as entertainment or both, you got to present yourself in a way that's going to get people's attention, hold their attention. It's often been said that Billy Graham, one of the greatest preachers of all time, you know, wouldn't be as effective if his sound system, his PA system, had a loud hum in it, or if you couldn't get past the front row, you wouldn't be able to hear the message. So you do have to present yourself with, some present themselves with a little more flashiness, some more subdued and whatnot. At a couple of blogs on the internet, there are a couple of articles. Mickey Gamble, who is a record producer and record executive with Crossroads, has a blog and talks about the poverty mentality of Southern Gospel, saying the belief is that Southern Gospel fans live lives of economic struggle and are not willing or not able to support the artist's work at a level maybe equivalent to other styles of music, maybe contemporary music or pop or rock. You know, in other words, there's a stereotype that Southern Gospel audiences are more impoverished, that we don't have money to spend on all of the trinkets and all of the higher ticket prices that, like, your Elton Johns of the world or Celine Dion's of the world charge for tickets. In addition, Mickey Gamble says artists are restrained from appearing wealthy or talking about wealth as a positive thing. If you have money, if you're rich, you have to be very careful. And I mean, there's some truth to that. I think there's some biblical truth to that. You do have to be careful. Money can make you weird. But I also believe there's nothing wrong with making money. I once heard a sermon, 3 points. The first point was, if you can, get rich.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, if you want to read that, his blog is gospelear.com, gospelear.com. And then the guy over at averyfineline.com, his name is Doug, averyfineline.com. He's writing about this, too, and he says that he remembers back at the Quartet Convention watching, and this is no slam, I want to make this clear, no slam against Connie Hopper. Connie Hopper is a doll. She is a classy, classy lady.
Beautiful.
But he says, you know, artists singing songs like Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. And some of the lines in that song, the Easter Brothers wrote that, you know, these clothes, they're not new. And just about every artist who sings that song is standing up there in, I would say, fairly new clothing, and clothing that goes against what they're singing in that song. And I know that there's a creative liberty in there and a poetic license and everything. But it does bring up the question. Dolly Parton said it, and I think it's quoted in this blog. It's very expensive to look this cheap. You have to, and as a gospel artist, I would imagine you have to be careful. You want to look very presentable, very put together,
very classy
and professional. And I again want to say Connie Hopper is the epitome of class.
Oh.
I think she is. One of the sweetest women who've walked this earth.
She is.
So, no pun intended, it's a very fine line to walk. Because if you look too over the top, I mean, if you're wearing diamond-studded cufflinks, men, or if the women's got diamonds hanging off of everything, you know.
That's just cheap looking.
Flashy. But if they're real diamonds, I mean, they've really invested, sunk some money into those outfits, then you could get criticized that you're putting too much money into that and not into the gospel itself. I mean, and it goes to the extreme argument that some have said in theological circles that you cannot be a Christian and drive a Mercedes. Those two don't mix, which, again, I think is extreme. And it's an interesting topic to think about as you present the gospel, and this does relate to presenting the gospel. How far is too far? Are you allowed to have plastic surgery to maintain an attractive appearance, even? Because let's face it, you're in the public limelight as an artist. And if you don't look like $1 million, you're not going to attract the audience that you can attract to present the gospel. What do you think on that subject?
Sad as it is. Yeah.
What do you think about it? It's very, very expensive to keep a group on the road. It's expensive to keep a bus running.
Well, if they're going to go out and spread the gospel, they got to get there.
Yeah, but the argument is those buses are like, more than three houses put together in some cases, for the cost of one bus. And to only use it on the weekend is some of the excuses that some people will give. They only use it on the weekend, and they've spent all that much money in that, and the gasoline that it takes. And why can't they just get in a van and drive in a van and sleep on preacher sofas?
Well, that's not always possible. I have a lot of friends in the industry, and they pop up in Walmart parking lots at 3 and 4 in the morning. They can't just go knocking on the pastor's door that they're going to be preaching at or, singing at the next day.
And flying across the country everywhere would be probably even
too
more
expensive. And they have to travel for sometimes 18 hours to one date. And you can't just keep stopping at every hotel to get there.
So are you saying should they suffer for the cause of Christ?
Well, and what Doug over here on this website, he uses the phrase pricey cheapness. And what Dolly Parton says, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. You have to pay for all these expenses, and it is expensive. But at the same time, he quotes this one person, or somebody's on here saying that they were a pianist for a soloist, and this soloist dressed to the nines, just decked out. And that soloist was advised, you're over the top. You need to dress a little bit nicer than the congregation, but not extreme, because you're not going to be able to compare.
You're not above them. And
I can see all sides of this argument, so don't think I'm taking one side or the other, because I really can. If I think I can't relate to you, then I think your life is perfect. You gospel singer, you're perfect. And what you're saying may apply to you, but God's grace can't affect me, because look at me, I got holes in my pants.
Right.
So, but on the other hand, I think you should look classy. I think you should look, put together and presentable. And yes, even the word attractive comes up, because I think you have to get people's attention.
Right.
Boy, oh boy, this is a can of worms. I don't think we're going to solve anything.
You opened it, Daniel.
Oh, I did. And, I use the can opener that doesn't leave the sharp blade, so let's be kind here. 888-569-9974. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. It's a serious, honest-to-goodness subject. 888-569-9974. Here, Jeff and Sherry, I need you. 7:52 here on the Morning Joyride, and the topic this morning is drawn from a couple of blogs. One is called Gospelier, and you can find that online. I'll spell it for you, gospeler.com. Where Mickey Gamble, who is a regular executive, is talking about kind of like the poverty mentality, and it's also echoed at the averyfineline.com website. And one thing that Mickey Gamble says is about product quality and inferior product quality. If a promoter follows a pattern of putting on concerts in gyms with poor sound and lighting, that promoter is going to draw crowds that are only comfortable with very low ticket prices and looking only for quote-unquote bargains at the record table. So what do you think about your favorite gospel group showing up and dressing real nice, driving a fancy bus? Does that get in the way with you hearing the gospel or hearing from the Holy Spirit or being ministered to by that particular group? Or does it matter to you? Could you care less how they look? It's all about the music.
God gives us exactly as much as we can handle. If we can handle driving a Mercedes, that's what he'll give us. Otherwise, just be happy driving your Chevrolet. God bless you all.
Bye. Hey, thank you, sir. That makes a lot of sense. And to clarify, I didn't say that, but it has been said by certain theologians that, that you can't be a Christian and be rich is basically a contradiction. Because if you're not giving your money to the poor, and there's truth to that, I just don't think it's all truth. I think that's just an extreme view, and you're not looking at the whole picture. But that's just my thing. By the way, you can call us and join this conversation, 888-569-9974.
Good morning.
Morning.
As far as your discussion this morning, I too can see all sides of that scenario. But at the same time, I think you're not giving the congregation enough credit for the Holy Spirit enough for revealing itself. If a group or a soloist or whoever is at your service or at your concert or whatever, if the Lord is truly in that, the Holy Spirit's going to be revealed. You're going to know that that is truly from the Lord. and whether they're dressed to the nines or if they've got holes in their jeans, it doesn't really matter. The Holy Spirit is going to come through in that service if God is in the midst. I enjoy your show. God bless you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, ma'am. Melody, this is sort of my take. I think I would be distracted. Me just going to a concert if it was gaudy. I'm
right.
distracted by gaudiness. At the same time, I bet my grandmother would be distracted by a kid up there in fashionable jeans with holes or fadedness on them, you know.
Yeah. Because holes in jeans now is
fashionable.
Believe it or not, fashionable. Very expensive.
You know, and that's just maybe a generational thing.
It is.
So what's your thought on the subject? 888-569-9974, 888-569-9974. And let me say, we do have Dr. Matthew Stanford coming up from Baylor University talking about grace for the afflicted and as the church relates to those with mental illnesses. That's coming up at 8:20, so the conversation will be over at that point. But 888-569-9974, you're invited to call now.
Joy FM.
Joy FM.
Real music.
Joy FM, we're playing real music for real life at 8:09. You're listening to the Morning Joy Ride.
That's the voice of Candy, who just turned 25. And
you don't quit saying that.
She's a quarter century old now, and she's already worried about
wrinkles
and stuff like that. So we started talking about it and wondering, you know, would you ever do any kind of facelift? And she said, you know, she might, but... but maybe not. It depends.
It just depends.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would never do it.
And I think the philosophy behind that, not that I'm the expert on this, but I think that, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking about fast food the other day, the moderation topic that came up, all things in moderation. I think, you know, it's what's inside that counts.
That's ultimately what matters.
How many times have you heard that? But what I mean by that in this instance is it's the heart motive behind what you're doing. I mean, if you're getting facelift after facelift after facelift and you can't stop, you're addicted to it because you just got to achieve perfection somehow. And look, you can't ignore what's going on in the media with the death of Michael Jackson and all of the topics that have come up about his facelift. And that's an example right there of an addictive personality that gets a hold of that stuff and it just goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, if you make that your God, that's a serious problem. You got to watch out. But as it relates to our field, gospel music, you know, you've got to be presentable. You got to get on stage before people, before a crowd. You've got to probably compete a little bit in the music industry as a whole in order to move product off the shelves. In order to spread the gospel, how are they going to hear it unless they buy the CD and play it in their CD player and hear the gospel message? So you do, there is marketing behind it, and there is, like it or not, business behind ministry. So how much of this is too much? Should gospel artists be very, very careful in the way they dress so that they don't overdo it, but they do look presentable? Is it a thing of moderation? And then take that to an extreme. Is it wrong for a gospel artist to make millions and then spend a little bit on themselves, pampering themselves, maybe buy a jet, maybe have a really nice bus or two or three, you know, and all the finer things of life? If their heart is really pure, is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to comment on the subject you were referring to about groups coming in and, you know, looking like $1 million, so to speak. As far as that goes, you know, I really have a lot of respect for the groups coming in that are looking to the nine, as they say, because it's, you're dressing for God. That is first and foremost. You're lifting His name up in song and in praise. And there again, it's pretty inexpensive if a person or an artist uses their head about how they dress. With the local Goodwills and the Salvation Armies and stuff, because speaking from experience, I've been traveling and singing about 10 years serving the Lord in the local churches. And, you know, the Lord has blessed me with the fact that, you know, I can go out to the Goodwill or Salvation Army stores and find me a suit for, you know, $12, and that's really inexpensive, but yet it looks like, you know, yeah, you're, some people might say you might have a little money, but you know, it's all in what you're doing it for. You want to give the Lord your best, and that's the bottom line. And I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. 888-569-9974.
Just a short comment. You can go too far with your plastic surgery. Look at Burt Reynolds and what it did to Kenny Rogers. Thank you.
I see your point.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
You can call on this subject and continue it online, become our friend on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter, and you can connect there through our website, joyfm.org, or call toll-free 1-888-JOY-9974.
Yeah, I wanted to say, too, according to your topic this morning, but it is all about the gospel. It is not hid. It's open gospel. It's the Word of God that seeks our heart through music, through ministry, and those who do full-time gospel ministry. But it's all about respect. It's respect of yourself. It's respect of God. It's respect of the house of God. And for those that have either, you know, come out of submission of the Holy Spirit or want to come and praise the Lord through ministry, either, you know, through a free concert or a paid concert, it's all about respect because that person needs to understand those people didn't come to see them necessarily. They did enjoy their music, the word, their song, but yet they come because the Holy Spirit's there in their song, in their word. That's what makes gospel music so different from the rest of the secular music. I think as far as dress goes, that, you know, you could dress appropriately out of respect. Nothing entirely feeling as though you're better than somebody else. I mean, most gospel concerts I've ever been to, if the people are showy, if they don't act like they're interested in listening to you, they're not friendly, I guess to me that's a big turnoff. It's a downplay to how you... But if you feel like that that person cares about you, they've come with a heart to sing, it'll show in their dress and it'll show in their music. And I believe that's what Jesus would want them to do. Thank you, and God bless you guys.
I don't know about you, but, you know, I can't wait to see what kind of shoe Signature Sound's sporting next.
Oh.
Yes, they have to look nice, but I don't think they have to go all out with their diamonds and their real fancy suits and everything. They have to look nice, but they don't have to overdo it, I don't think.
Thanks for your comments this morning. We're going to put a bookmark there. You can keep calling, but our topic shifts to mental illness and how the church relates to that. Coming up next with Dr. Matthew Stanton.